Om Gyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurud Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Patakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Bithamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharine I am sincerely grateful to be with all of the assembled devotees on this very special festival, the flower festival of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. It would be so wonderful. As I was watching on the screen, the varieties of flowers showered upon Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. My mind, my heart was zooming to the temple room of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, surrounded by thousands of devotees blissfully singing, gazing upon the forms of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath as they're so mercifully accepting the offerings of our flowers. And afterward, the wonderful celebration of Mahaprasad that we share with one another. The electrifying experience of our flower festival in certain ways can only be experienced when we're in the temple room on this evening. But the nature of the world and the nature of bhakti itself is we must learn in life how to be grateful for whatever opportunity Krishna gives us. In many ways, because some of us have been in the temple room some year after year for the flower festival, when we see it on our little screens from our homes or wherever, it's like an impetus for our minds and our hearts to be absorbed in the experience we had when we were actually there. And in bhakti, when we're absorbed in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, remembering them, we actually are there. to the extent with grateful and humble hearts, we absorb our minds in the experience, we are there. Our souls are in Radha Gopinath Temple, seeing this wonderful experience. And in many ways, this holds true with being in the material world and being in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one purport that wherever the devotees are sincerely united in rendering service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, that is none different than gold. Of Krishna and the spiritual world are one and the same. The difference is only our realizations, our appreciations. Feelings of separation are actually great blessings because they give us the opportunity, if we utilize our free will to do so, to truly absorb ourselves in remembering Krishna and in rendering service pleasure to Krishna. As the thousands of flower petals were falling from Radha Gopinath Prabhu and other devotees' hands today upon the deities, I was just thinking that each and every one of us, we are, our lifetime is like a flower petal. The beauty of the flower festival is so wonderful, but in just a matter of hours, all those flower petals are, they become brown and they lose their fragrance and they merge back into the earth. And in this day, it's a very short time, but from a relative perspective, our lifetime is very short. When we look back into history of all the great personalities that have lived, when we picture of the universe, how many years the sun has been shining, how many years the earth has been supplying all the needs of her inhabitants. Time of, between 1 and 100 years is insignificant compared to the demigods in the heavenly worlds who live longer lives. Our lifetime is perhaps the same extent as what a flower petal is to us. But still, those flower petals being offered to Krishna, by the hands of Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas. He's taking the flower of our lifetimes and offering it to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. If we simply surrender our hearts to allow him to do so. And just as Srila Prabhupada, he first offered us like flowers to Sri Radha and Krishna. Then after we're offered and after we're endowed with their causeless mercy, then he threw us into the world like Mahaprasad to bless the world with the same experience. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Poyam Yome Bhakta Prayachchati Taraham Bhakti Apahitam Ashnami Vrayadatmanaha. That bhakti is simple for those who are sincere. Everything is based on our sincerity, our will to serve and to love without ulterior motives. Krishna tells, if one offers to me a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or a little water, I will accept it. Tulsi is a simple leaf. In some places, you know, she just grows wild, where there are hundreds of millions of those leaves just growing. And in many places, nobody even recognizes her or understands who she is or why she has come to this earth. But Tulsi is just waiting. Even on the bush, wherever she may be growing, Tulsi is consciously offering her every leaf and every flower in the loving service of Radha Govinda. And when a devotee plucks a Tulsi leaf, and offers it to Krishna with devotion, Krishna is most pleased. When we dress Krishna in the temple, it's optional which jewels we put on him. It's optional which particular garments or clothes we put on him. But every day, without fail, we put a tulsi leaf or tulsi leaves on his feet. That is, if tulsi leaves are available, that is a standard that Krishna expects that is not optional. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, gold, silver, these are all optional. But Krishna's expecting a tulsi leaf every day to be on his feet. And if tulsi leaves are available, the offerings on the altar, Krishna's expecting, whether it's paramana sweet rice or laddus or samosas or idlis or dosas or khichdi, whatever may be preparing, Krishna is especially pleased if it's offered with a tulsi leaf. Why is that? Why is it so much an integral part of our worship of Krishna, tulsi leaves? Because it doesn't cost money to get Kalsi leaves. Krishna is willing to accept just a leaf. And because we know it pleases Krishna so much, and we're willing to put the effort into doing that, it makes our devotion sweet and beautiful to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna doesn't see what we offer, but Krishna sees the intention in which it is offered. The false ego wants to be glorified for what we do. That's such a deep-seated habit that the ego has developed through so many lifetimes in this material world. Putting our own desires in the center of our life. But such a state of mind is the very root of all suffering. Because it's a consciousness that is totally foreign to the nature of the soul, to the very nature of our heart of hearts. To love is to please the beloved. To love is to gratefully, graciously receive the love of our beloved. And for the soul, Krishna is everyone's beloved. He is all attractive. He is Rasa Vihari. He is Gopinath. He is Madan Mohan. He is Vrindavan Vihari. He is the Lord who is the ultimate object of everyone's love and the ultimate bestower of love. Through his Ladini Shakti Shrimati Radharani, Krishna is both the supreme lover and the supreme object of love. To please Krishna is like watering the root of a tree. When we water the root of a tree, all the leaves and branches and flowers and twigs are satisfied. And everything that exists is sprouting from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravarti. Spiritual worlds. Aham bija pratapita. Krishna is the father and the mother of everyone. And a true loving father and mother is happy simply to see their children happy. A loving mother is more concerned with her child's happiness than her own. And her child's happiness becomes her happiness. A loving father is the same. The origin of that natural living sentiment is Radha Gopinath. They want all beings, sarve sukhino bhavantu. Their desire is let all beings be happy. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Therefore, Krishna descends into this world to teach us how to be happy and empowers those who are willing to surrender their hearts to him to help others to be happy. This is bhakti. A simple flower is so precious. Its fragrance, its color, its beauty, its shape, everything only lasts for a very short time. when that flower is offered to Krishna, that flower is entering into Krishna's eternal pastimes. And similarly, when we allow previous acharyas, our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant, in one sense that statement to be the servant of the servant of the servant is to just allow ourselves to be flowers in the hands of those who love the Lord. And without any ego, without any resistance, the idea of surrender is just let the great souls offer us to the Lord. And let the great souls utilize us as instruments for the well-being of others. The flower festival at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple has been going on every year without fail for well over 30 years. And we've had this festival in the most prosperous, wonderful times. We've had this festival in very difficult times. At times when there was complete curfew and lockdown due to communal riots in Bombay, or all around us, buildings were burning, people were being shot, people were being stabbed. At times when there were terrorist attacks, at times when our temple seemed to be fully rejected, and at times when there was wonderful festivals of people from all over the world just joyously dancing and chanting and coming. The last couple years, the flower festival is continuing at a time when so many of our devotees have suffered due to this pandemic, due to lockdowns, due to getting diseased. The flower festival has gone in the last couple years when some of our most beloved devotees, leaders among the devotees, have left their bodies, have been taken by Sri Sri Radha Gopinath from us physically forever. Just yesterday, just last week, and what to speak of the last couple years, so many memorial services, funerals, but still Radha Gopinath's flower festival continues. And even if we're not able to be there, Radha Gopinath are so merciful. She's willing to come into whatever home, is just willing to tune them in on the internet, YouTube or whatever it may be, to be there with us and to invite us and welcome us to celebrate with them. And this is a very deep lesson, because in Krishna consciousness, while living in this world, the separation from devotees, especially what to speak of distances, it's very painful. Sometimes we look at what's going on in the world in general with, political anguish, division, the possibilities of major wars being fought in various places, hate, all these things going on. How can we be happy? But yet, even while we feel pain of separation from our loved ones, even while we feel the pain of seeing all the fighting and misery in the world, still we know, in Goloka Vrindavan, there's always a flower festival. It manifests to us once a year at Radha Gopinath Temple, but this flower festival is always going on. And we know that ultimately whatever Krishna allows to be done in this world is for the ultimate well-being of all living beings. Many things we just cannot understand. But God's grace, God's mercy is beyond our human conceptions. To understand. When we chant the holy names of the Lord, even if we're crying due to some separation, due to some tragedy, still we can find joy. We can experience joy in Krishna's holy names. And the deeper we go into taking shelter of Krishna's names, the more we will feel holy names. Because the soul is Satchit Ananda. That's a very deep concept. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. Sat and Ananda means we are eternally happy. That's the nature of the soul. And yet, an enlightened soul in this world is paradukaduki. He feels the suffering or she feels the suffering of others. So when there's so much suffering around us, how can we be happy if the soul is eternally happy? Because when we find that joy within the soul, we could recognize the beauty of the soul in everyone, everywhere. Though we suffer due to the experiences that people are going through, we could recognize the beauty of Krishna's grace is all-pervading, everywhere. And the more we connect to that, the more we want to share that with others. The more we connect to Krishna's grace, Radharani's grace, the more we're actually present within the beautiful flower festival of their love, the more we forbid our false egos from interfering with our enthusiasm to be the gurus in Krishna, to be a servant of the servant, to be in their hands, to shower the flowers of their love for Krishna upon everyone. Our beloved Sri Dama Prabhu spoke so nicely about how Vrindavan is an eternal flower festival. Brinda Devi, the goddess of Vrindavan, the expansion of Sri Radharani in the form of a gopi, she personally orchestrates, inspires, and empowers limitless flowers to bloom. And each flower is blooming just for Krishna. And the gopis, the most intimate loving associates of the Lord, how much they love to make flower beds for Radha Gopinath, to make flower garlands for Radha Gopinath, to make flower decorations. And Krishna at Sringarvat, he leaves the Rasa Leela to be with Srimati Radharani. And when they are together at Sringarbhat, Krishna is personally plucking flowers. And then he is decorating Radharani's hair with those flowers. And she's finding the greatest joy, Krishna doing like this. And Sri Radharani, she goes to Pushpavan near Kusum Sarovar. And every day she plucks the most beautiful fragrant flowers to bring to Radha Kund, to offer to Krishna, to make garlands, to decorate Krishna's hair. So this reciprocal love between Radha and Krishna is so beautifully exemplified through the expression of love for one another in the form of when Yashoda Mai in her motherly love was chasing Krishna after he broke butter pots and stole butter. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam how the beautiful flowers in her hair were falling as she was trying to catch Krishna. So many beautiful examples of the love of Vrindavan in the form of flowers. Pushpavan, Kusum Sarovar, Sringarvat, and so many places, Vrindakund. Vrindadevi had so many wonderful flower gardens throughout Vrindavan. And when Krishna left Vrindavan along with Balaram on the chariot of Akrura, that is the way he was welcomed into Mathura as well. It is described by Shukadev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna arrived in Mathura, Akrura invited Krishna, please come to my home. But Krishna and Balaram had never seen a city before. This was fascinating to them. They were along with their cowherd boys, and they had heard so much about this very opulent, elegant city of Mathura. They wanted to see the city. So when the evening came, Krishna and Balaram, for the first time, they were seeing the magnificent city of Mathura. Previously, they lived in the forests and pastures of Vrindavan. The ladies of Mathura had already fallen in love with Krishna simply by hearing the stories of his pastimes in Vrindavan. Upon hearing news that Krishna had arrived in Mathura, they rushed to the rooftops, to the terraces, and to their balconies to see the beloved of their hearts. They hurried in such a way that many put their clothes on backwards, neglected their duties, or put their cosmetics on haphazardly. Without blinking, gazed upon the beautiful form of Krishna and Balaram. The ladies of Mathura, they pulled Krishna and Balaram into their hearts through their eyes. And Krishna and Balaram smiled upon all the ladies. All the assembled ladies of Mathura, they expressed their pure love by showering soft, fragrant flower petals upon Krishna and Balaram. It was an ecstatic flower festival. Limitless flower petals were showering from the rooftops like the sweetest monsoon rains of affection. Krishna and Balaram reciprocated by showering sparkling glances of love and beaming smiles upon all the ladies. The ladies of Mathura, they were speaking about among themselves, praising the good fortune of the gopis, who had the supreme fortune of seeing Krishna every day. Krishna walked through Mathura that evening, and we know the story. He went to the home of a washerman, and Krishna said, I will give you any benediction you like. I will give you the highest perfections. Just give us your nicest clothes. Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. Krishna is equal to everyone. He gives everyone a chance. It's according to our sweet will, whether we're willing to accept it. We find devotees pleading with people to accept Krishna in their hearts, to accept a life of devotion, to accept the shelter of Radha Gopinath. And some accept to various degrees, and some reject. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went house to house begging for people to accept. Some accepted and some rejected. And here we find Krishna and Balaram in their personal, all beautiful forms. Like Nityananda and Haridas, they were going shop to shop in Mathura and offering everybody themselves with just some reciprocation. Give me a set of the clothes you have, Krishna and Balaram said to the washerman. We will give you ourselves. We'll give you all benedictions. But due to his association with Kamsa, because he was the washerman for Kamsa, he said, just see the impudence. You have come from the mountains, from the fields, from the pastures and forests. You are uncouth, uncivilized boys, and you feel that you deserve to be wearing the garments of the king? You should be punished, tortured, and killed for your offense. Krishna just whisked the tips of his fingers and removed the head of this person. He had such a chance, and ultimately Krishna gave him liberation. But he did it in such a way to teach such an eternal lesson to all of us forever. Then all the cowherd boys put on all the Krishna and Balaram put on their clothes and shared it with his friends, and whatever was left just threw it into the streets. And what a message, because it's such a simple truth of life that whatever we have in the form of time, Krishna's going to take it anyway. We can attain perfection if we just offer it with devotion while we're living. Because in due course of time, our lives are going to end with that washerman, and whatever we have, Krishna's going to take it all away. Srila Prabhupada spoke that beautiful statement he heard from his father, that when Krishna wants to take from you, he has 10 hands and you only have 2. And when Krishna wants to give to you, he has 10 hands and you only have 2. Krishna continued his walking, and eventually he came to the home of a very humble, simple flower garland maker. His name was Sudama. Sudama bowed his head in humility. He offered the two lords comfortable seats. He washed their feet and he worshipped them with pure devotion. Krishna and Balaram just came to Sudama's home. He was so grateful to invite them inside. And he prayed, "My Lord, today my life and all my family are sanctified by your coming to my home. You are the well-wishing friend of all living beings and the supreme soul of the universe. Please engage me in pleasing you through my services." Krishna did not say anything, but Sudama knew what he was. Sudama adorned Krishna and Balaram with the best of his fragrant flower garlands. Krishna was so pleased. Sudama put one garland on Balaram and one on Krishna. And then he shared those flower garlands with the devotees, with the cowherd boys. That's all. He had so many garlands, but he offered with love. We offered with devotion. He offered with surrender. He really didn't care about Kamsa or anyone else. He simply wanted to give Krishna pleasure. Patram pushpapalam toya. With some flowers that he plucked himself and strung in garlands with his own hands. Krishna was so pleased with his great surrender that he offered any benediction to Sudama. Now please hear carefully. What Sudama asked for is at the very heart of what we should be aspiring for in our lives. Sudama prayed, "O my Lord, please bless me with unshakable devotion for you, friendship with your devotees, and compassion for all living beings." These are the three things he asked for. Unshakable devotion for you, friendship with your devotees, and compassion for all living beings. Why did he ask for these? Because he knew in his heart these three items are what gives Krishna the greatest pleasure. And define surrender in this way, where we put everything else aside for unshakable. And this word unshakable, it means in whatever circumstance. Srimad Bhagavatam, it's translated as unshakable devotion. That means things will shake. That means there will be inevitable reversals. But unshakable devotion. The flower festival will carry on whatever happens in this world. Unshakable devotion for you. Friendship with your devotees. Suratam Sarvabhu. Krishna tells that he's the well-wishing friend of all living beings. Srila Prabhupada signed each and every one of his letters, "Your ever well-wisher." Ever well-wisher means unshakable. Whatever may happen. Whether he chastises or he's always well-wisher. Because that's Krishna. That's Krishna's love, and that's the love of one who loves Krishna. Friendship with your devotees. Srila Prabhupada felt such great pleasure when he saw devotees appreciating one another and serving together in a spirit of friendship. That is an inseparable part of Sankirtan. In whatever we do, our purpose is to glorify Krishna together. And the beauty and sweetness of our offering in Krishna's eyes is very much according to how we have friendship with one another and compassion for all living beings. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote that the purpose of our temples is very much to give devotees the opportunity to associate with one another. That spiritual community. And individually and together, compassion for all living beings. We may express that compassion through book distribution, through prasadam distribution, through various types of outreach programs, through lectures, through internet, schools. But essentially, offering a flower to someone that's offered to Krishna. We simply want to share Krishna, and we all have that opportunity. So this was Sudama's prayer. Please bless me with unshakable devotion for you, friendship with your devotees, and compassion for all living beings. Krishna was so pleased with Sudama. He said, "I grant you all that you prayed for. I also bless you with health, long life, strength, fame, beauty, and ever-increasing prosperity for your family." Just Krishna was so enthusiastic to reciprocate with Sudama. He was willing to give him literally everything wonderful, both in the spiritual world and the material world. That was Krishna's enthusiasm to please Sudama. And what did Sudama do? He just offered him some flowers. But those flowers were offered with such devotion. Krishna was going through such extent to reciprocate. This year during our flower festival, I'm especially remembering Sarat Biharini Devi Dasi. Sarad Biharini Mataji, she, from the very, very beginning of Radha Gopinath's temple, even before Radha Gopinath came, when we had little deities, she was making the flower garlands. And from the beginning, every single morning, gradually more and more and more ladies, Palika, Tulsi Mundari, and so many other ladies joined in until there was a whole community of flower garland makers for Radha Gopinath. And somehow or other, whatever flowers came, some came from Vrindavan, some came from Govardhanika village, some were bought in the markets, some were just plucked in people's homes. Whatever flowers were there, they made such beautiful garlands. And rarely when the deities have darshan, rarely do people ask who made the garlands. But Krishna knows. And Radharani knows. Every day a beautiful, beautiful garland in Srimati Radharani's hands to offer to Gopinath. Beautiful garlands on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, Nitai Gora Chandra, Lalita Vishaka, Gopal Srinathji, Sri Govardhan, Shalagram Srila, and Srimati Radharani and Gopinath. And Sarad Biharini was just the most wonderful, steady, devoted flower garland maker. And Krishna has taken us this year. Her wonderful family, husband, son, and daughter, they were all living at Radha Gopinath Temple before any of us. They had a little tiny rented room. And when we first came, many of the neighbors were antagonistic, but they immediately just opened their hearts and lovingly, you know, we needed, they facilitated, they served, they did so many wonderful things in order to make us feel wanted there. And the whole family became among our nicest, most wonderful devotees. As a mother, as a wife, as one of the leaders of our flower garland making community, Sharad Biharini Devi is all living forever in our temple and in our hearts. And we can just understand how Krishna has blessed Sudama, how Krishna accepts the loving offerings of flowers in Vrindavan. So we know for sure how Krishna is reciprocating with her devotion. I'm so grateful to be with all of you today. And I pray that in our hearts and in our lives, the Flower Festival is not just a once-a-year event that we either come to the temple or see on the internet, that the Flower Festival becomes a way of life where our humble offerings of devotion, devotees grow the flowers at Govardhan Eco Village. And there are so many challenges to grow beautiful flowers, you know, to till the soil with the oxen, to get the natural fertilizers from the cows, to plant the seeds, to protect them from weeds and predators. And when the flowers grow in the sunlight and with the rains, And so much, you know, during times when there's no rains, so much efforts to provide water to the flowers. For Krishna's pleasure. Then they're brought by vans, by cars to Radha Gopinath Temple, where the flower garland community, they make garlands with those flowers, and hundreds and hundreds of devotees to come together to pluck the petals from the flowers. Such a beautiful sight. CEOs of international corporations, PhD scholars, scientists, celebrated medical doctors, students, housewives, farmers, villagers, people who just work simple labor, people of all different countries, of all different religious backgrounds, of all ages. There's the elderly in their 80s and 90s. There's little babies. Everyone's just singing together and plucking flowers. And they're put in baskets. And when they are offered, you know, the devotees who are on the altar, the pujaris, are actually offering on behalf of all these devotees. Every single petal is infused individually and collectively with the devotional intent of each devotee. To offer one flower petal is an individual offering, but the pushyabhishek is a community offering. It's the offering of a community that is united above all the excuses for fighting and differences, a community that's united for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, Radharani, and Krishna. So beautiful. And in many ways, when it's at the temple, thousands of people are exuberated with happiness, whatever else is going on outside. And the happiness is an act of surrender, because we're happy for Krishna. We're happy to have friendship with devotees, and we're happy that with the opportunity to show compassion to all beings. That's what's being celebrated. This year, more people are probably participating in the Flower Festival than ever before, because it's in people's homes and people's rooms and temples all over the world. Actually, even when we're seeing the flowers being showered on Radha Gopinath, if in our hearts we're just offering our heart in that, in those flowers, or in each flower that's flowing, then that's our flower. Even if we're 10,000 miles away, if we see a petal falling and Krishna, I'm offering that petal to you. Radha Gopinath is seeing you and feeling your love in that flower petal. Because bhakti is beyond time and beyond geographical limitations. Bhakti is the sincerity of the will of our heart to please Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, for addressing us and taking us on a beautiful virtual tour from Vrindavan to Mathura, along with Krishna and Balaram. And it was very wonderful, Maharaj. Thank you very, very much. We are really missing you. At the same time, as you rightly said, there is no barrier. We are all together in united, serving Shri Radha Gopinath. Maharaj, would you like to lead us in Kirtan?
If it is your wish, I will do.
Thanks. Kasi Ajana Prabhu, Maharaj would lead us in Kirtan.
Yes, devotees are ready for the chorus.
Okay.
Nama Om Vishupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vidhamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhastyata Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Rama Hari Hari. I cannot hear the kirtan. So I don't know when to start.
Some technical issue, like this, give us a minute.
This entire event is a technical issue. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare.
If any Sri Dhamma or Rasika Acharya, if any of you could just turn on your unmute yourself and sing, I'll know where we're going.
Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Everyone loudly, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura Hari Bo.
Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe.
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 Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaeva Patitanabhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Ananti Koti Vaishnava Brinda Ki
Jai.
Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki
Jai.
I thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Raghunath Swami Maharaj, for giving us so much wonderful time and inspiration on this wonderful festival, the flower festival, the annual flower festival. Thank you all, wonderful devotees. I'm sure we had a wonderful time and we'd like to end here. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj.